I tell you honestly, I found myself in a not easy position because Canal Folly was really of a high professional level. He was deeply qualified to be president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communication. I myself, I have not such a qualification. And so it was not easy for me at the beginning to be here, where he was working for 23 years. I tell you honestly what I was appreciating of Cardinal Folly, the fact that his great kindness and goodness to others, and especially for his profound professional competence in the field of communication. I think that everybody who met him is recalling his profound humanity, his wisdom, and a deep sense of humor. Sometimes he was the only one to laugh when he was saying some jokes or some comments. But really, I was deeply appreciating his capacity. And I think that he was playing a major role in the church. You know, Cardinal Folly was a director of an important newspaper in Philadelphia, a Catholic newspaper. And I think that he was working in the moment where the newspapers were written, published, in the old traditional way. But during the 23 years that he was assuming his responsibility as president of the Pontifical Council, many changes took place in the field of communication. Consider only the importance of new technologies. Well, I think that he had the capacity to promote a vital internal dialogue within the church on these issues, and also in a broader international context, by recalling on all communicators to seek for the highest and most noble standards of their profession. And he stressed the positive potential of the media in informing, instructing, and inspiring others. I think that for him was very clear in his mind that also new technologies that are changing our culture. This is why we are talking about digital culture. He was quite positive in thinking that we must make reference to new technologies to announce the gospel today. And I think that his great task was to help the church to discover, to appreciate, and to understand what is happening today in the field of communication.
You mentioned also his great sense of humanity, his great sense of humor too. Do you have any personal anecdotes, any encounters with Cardinal Folly that you could share with us?
I tell you honestly that we deeply here in our office recall with deep emotion the last meeting that we had with Cardinal Folly. If I am not wrong, it was the 10th of February. I knew that he was leaving Rome to go to the States due to his sickness. And so I told him, why don't you drop here for some moments? Because the people of our office that they're working with you during 23 years, they would like to say you goodbye. And so he was staying here with us. And he was quite tired, I would say weak. And so what I was appreciating of Cardinal Folly, but he was really always very formal. So he arrived here all dressed in a cardinal attire.
He had an old-fashioned sense of style.
Sure. But with a modern sense of humanity. And he was talking to us about his sickness. He was fully aware that his illness was terminal and that he was going home to die. But he left us a great souvenir, I would say a great testimony of a deep faith. He was knowing very clearly about the situation of his health, but he was talking about himself and about the situation with a simple attitude of faith. He told us very clearly that he was in the hands of God, but with a serene and peaceful attitude of heart. And when he left us, people were deeply emotional because we were very conscious that it was the last greetings, or the last moment for us to see him alive. And when he left us, we were commenting. And everybody was appreciating such an attitude. Really, I would say, he was teaching us how to die as a priest. He was a real priest of Christ, in love with Jesus, in love with this church, that he was serving with a total and great dedication.